Welcome back to another episode of The Radio Psychs, your premier podcast for insights into everything mental health. I'm Dr. Aaron Haddock.
And I'm Dr. Rhonda Yu. We're psychologists who care about people and bringing science to practice.
And we're so glad to have you join us.
Please note that the information shared in this episode is solely intended for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical or mental health advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Today's topic is when to seek help and how to choose a therapist. So in this podcast, we often encourage our listeners to seek help from a trained, licensed mental health professional if they feel they need some additional support to address problems they're experiencing. But I think it can be difficult to know when an issue has gotten to the point that one needs professional help and what to consider when choosing a therapist to work with.
I think that's right, Rhonda. It's a topic that's often shrouded in uncertainty and, unfortunately, stigma. But it's so important to address it head on.
Absolutely. If we had a physical injury that we'd been treating, but it wasn't getting better, and others were expressing concern, many of us probably wouldn't think twice about getting some help from a healthcare professional. Ideally, the same would hold true when we're faced with mental health issues.
Well said. And therapy isn't just for severe mental health issues. It can also be helpful for those moments in life when we feel overwhelmed, stuck, or just need someone unbiased to talk to. The reality is, according to various studies and organizations like the National Alliance on Mental Illness and the World Health Organization, around 1 in 5 adults experience mental illness, ranging in severity from mild to severe each year. Over the course of a lifetime, the likelihood increases, with some estimates suggesting that up to 50% of individuals will experience a mental health disorder at some point in their lives.
So, Aaron, how can our listeners identify when it's time to reach out to a mental health professional?
That's a great question. In general, if you find that you're dealing with feelings or problems that are overwhelming and feel beyond your control, it's a sign to consider therapy. For example, persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness are key indicators. If you're feeling low most of the time and it just doesn't seem to lift, that's a red flag.
A key sign to look out for is if your problems seem to persist despite your efforts and help from family and friends. It's important to consider not only how you're feeling, but also how it's impacting your daily life. If you're finding it increasingly difficult to manage everyday activities, or if there's a noticeable impact on your work or personal relationships, these are strong indicators that seeking professional help could be really beneficial.
Absolutely. And let's not forget about anxiety. It's normal to feel anxious sometimes, but when it becomes overwhelming or is interfering with your daily life, your relationships, or work performance, it's probably time to get some help.
And the same is true for persistent feelings of pessimism and irritability. If you find yourself constantly expecting the worst, or if you're frequently on edge and quick to argue, it's a sign worth paying attention to.
Physical symptoms are important too, because they can be suggestive of underlying mental health issues. Often, our mental health manifests physically, like experiencing chronic fatigue or unexplained aches.
Right. And behavioral changes are telling as well. Shifts in eating or sleeping habits, withdrawing from social activities, or relying on unhealthy coping mechanisms like excessive drinking, these are all signs that it might be time to seek help.
And in more severe cases, thoughts of self-harm or harming others, symptoms of psychosis like hallucinations and delusions, or substance abuse issues are clear indicators for immediate professional help.
Remember, acknowledging these signs and seeking help is a step towards better mental health.
Absolutely. Regular self-assessment and being honest about these signs are key to understanding when to seek professional support.
Now, when it comes to finding and working with a mental health professional, like a psychologist or therapist, there's a lot to consider. So let's start with this question, which is, how can folks find a mental health professional to work with?
Finding a therapist can feel like a daunting task, but there are several reliable avenues you can explore. I'd recommend asking your physician or another health professional for recommendations as a good first step. You can also ask family and friends about their experiences and inquire at community mental health centers in your area.
There's also online tools like the American Psychological Association's Psychologist Locator Service and Psychology Today's Find a Therapist Service, which can help you find a mental health professional in your area.
Rhonda, What should folks consider when selecting a therapist to work with?
Well, it's important to remember that therapy is a collaborative effort, and having a good rapport with your therapist is critical for success.
That's so true. The research tells us that a strong therapeutic relationship or alliance is foundational for success and one of the keys to effective therapy. What are some of the other fundamental factors that make therapy successful?
Well, you should feel like your therapist is empathetic and understands how you feel and what you're going through. Another vital factor is positive regard. The therapist should create an environment that feels accepting, safe, and warm so that you feel free to express your thoughts, emotions, and experiences without fear of judgment.
And genuineness or authenticity is also important. You should sense that the therapist is sincere and transparent, that they're not just playing a role, but being real. This helps to build trust.
And folks should know that it's perfectly okay and even encouraged to shop around. It's good to have initial consultations with potential therapists to assess if they're a good fit. After the initial meeting, ask yourself, do I feel comfortable with this person? Can I see myself opening up to them?
We should also mention that when seeking mental health support, it's very important to ensure your therapist has the proper credentials and competence. There are a variety of different types of mental health professionals, including psychologists, psychiatrists, clinical social workers, and marriage and family therapists. But all of them are expected to be licensed.
That's right. Licensure is key. This rigorous process ensures that when you seek help, you're getting it from someone who's qualified and committed to their professional development and your well-being. Don't be afraid to ask a person directly if they're licensed. In most cases, you can also look up licenses online to confirm.
In closing, why don't we cover other important questions to ask when shopping around for a therapist?
Sounds good. We'd recommend asking about their experience. You can say something like, I've been feeling anxious lately and I'm having problems sleeping. What experience do you have helping people with these concerns?
I'd also recommend asking them about their approach to explain what kinds of treatments they use and if those treatments have been proven effective for dealing with your kind of problem or issue.
Finally, I'd ask them about their fees, which are usually based on a 45-minute to 50-minute session. How much does it cost? What types of insurance do they accept? And do they have a sliding scale policy? Be sure to clarify if they directly bill insurance companies and if they can receive payments from them.
And with that, we wrap up today's episode. We hope this gives you a clearer picture of when to seek help and how to find it.
Take care and be well, everybody.
Take care and be well.